Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Hair Radio.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. The host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Let me know this ain't no game.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Problem is, though, is that folk don't know what they got until it's gone. They don't know what it is that you bring to their life until you exit. They don't know how much you be saving them, just spiritually, mentally, emotionally. You know what I'm saying? They don't understand the amount of pressure that you relieve from them and from their life, from simply being there, picking up the slack, answering the calls, doing this and doing that. They don't understand that until you stop. And the moment that you stop and you let life go ahead and hit them, then all of a sudden, here they come. They're running you down. They calling you. They texting you. They're trying to do everything up under the sun to finesse their way back into your life. There they go with their sweet voice. Now they're sending you the little crazy text messages, trying to remind you of how things used to be.
The Hair Radio Morning Show is back, bigger and better than ever. Join your favorite radio talk show hosts, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and of course, Mr. Carrie Hines. Great new topics, great new guests, great new music and more. So, stay tuned.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Nicole Marie, it is early in the morning.
Yes, it is.
Yes, especially good morning to you and
good
I.
Good morning. Wonderful morning.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, listen, it's been a while since we have talked about our morning affirmations and early morning routines and all of that good stuff.
Right.
What I'm going to share what I do every day, again, for those of you who may have forgotten. But yeah, I'm up early every day, as you guys know. I rise, my alarm goes off about 4, and for me, affirmations are an essential part of my mornings, absolutely. I'm grateful. Usually I'm still in bed when I'm just, you know, saying my morning grace, if you will, and just being thankful to be able to rise and making sure that everything is just as peaceful as it was when I went to sleep last night.
That's so it.
That's my morning. Now, what about you? What's one of your morning routines and affirmations? Well, first of all, do you believe in affirmations and all of that?
Oh, yes, Carrie, definitely. I live by my affirmations. When I don't wake up as early as you, but I'm kind of right behind you. And as soon as
no
I wake
one does.
Up, no, Carrie, no. But when I wake up in the morning, I say a prayer, being so thankful for being blessed with another day. When my feet hit the floor, I'm up, and I have affirmations that are on my mirror in my bedroom. I have some in the bathroom on the mirror. So I'm reading my affirmations. I have books that have affirmations in them. So every morning when I wake up, I'm looking at them to remind me of just being positive, being thankful, being grateful for another day, and just starting my day in a positive way. Just that boost.
Yeah, I think that boost is important, just like every morning. And I just love it that the fans of this show and you guys, we want to hear your affirmations too. Feel free to share your morning routines with us. That means a lot. And I'll tell you, each day, to be able to pray and just be grateful for another day, all of those wonderful things. And then, I'm on to making sure my coffee is working, having a cup of coffee. And you guys, I'm immediately making notes. I'm sitting at the desk watching tube for news, preparing the broadcast each day.
Right.
And just reminding us that our job is to make sure you are, your day starts with the best way and in the best way possible every morning. That's what we're here to do. And I love it. I take it seriously, as you know. And so, I'm up, and very rarely, I don't even think I oversleep. It's very rare for me to, really oversleep.
Yeah.
I can't think of the last time I've done so, but I take great joy and pride, and I'm up and on it.
Right.
And that's
very early in the morning,
opinion.
Before everyone else is up, it's so nice and quiet and peaceful, and you can get so much done.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite time every morning. I rise early 7 days a week, whether we're on the air or not, because I love that time that I can sit back and really focus, and it's just heaven. And then the weekdays, as the days kind of move along a little bit, then I'm like, okay, I'm in I'm kind of ready for the throngs of the day because I've prepared so well. And I'm up early every day, and I think that's something. So when it comes to affirmations, I'm like you. I believe in reciting and, those wonderful things that empower me daily so that, that just connect me with my higher power. And if that's what it takes to kind of help you to get through your day, and I think it does, and sounds like you do too, Nicole, then I suggest that you guys do that. And I can't wait until we put together a nice book of our affirmations and things
wonderful.
Like that. We
that
might,
awesome.
You heard it here, folks. So maybe we'll do that with the Hair Radio Morning Show's morning affirmations. Maybe we'll put together an e-book. I think you heard it right here first. All right. Well, listen, I know you'll be back a little later this morning with a whole lot more Hair Radio Morning Show Talk to Go, all about affirmations. Listen, got a lot more to get to this morning, of course. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Thank you, Nicole Marie. Great stuff.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Lions don't hang out with hyenas. They don't. Lions hang out with lions. Because a lion only hangs out with other lions, then the standard for a lion is being a lion. The issue with us and success sometimes is that we don't intentionally hang around people who are what we want to be. We just don't do it. If we can understand the importance of the proximity to excellence, well, then the standard becomes excellent. Oftentimes, we get advice from a friend or a family member or somebody that we know who never even been in the space that we want to go. This is about the power of proximity. Most of us don't understand the importance of closing the gap to excellence. Like, we got to get closer to excellence. When you're around excellence, then you think excellent and you produce excellence in everything that you do. The expectation for you is excellent. Sometimes we listen to people who want us to win, but not more than they win themselves. So you get advice from people about being successful, but the undertone of it is jealousy and envy. That's not the direction that we need to go. Close the gap to excellence, hang out with lions. Surround yourself with people who have identity traits that you want to work for. Excellence is always a proximity issue. Get around it.
There is no one like you. There has never been anyone like you. There shall never be anyone like you. Therefore, know yourself. Be yourself. Authenticity is everything.
Everybody, this is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community, my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at hairradio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. It's Keisha McAllister. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here because your hair speaks volumes.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
As the rhythm starts to rhyme, if you telling you.
Especially West Coast all day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm loving. So I have to say, and I just love that we have, we're welcoming you guys on. You are our hair folks as we move into this new year. So, Yana, you'll be back with us to talk locks here and there and all as much as we can squeeze you guys in. And, Keisha, we're happy to have you on as well from the West Coast chiming in. I hate to wake you up so early because it's early out there.
It
I really do. But, so it's an honor that you get up early to be part of this experience. Now, I got to ask you guys,
pleasure.
Ask panelists, okay? Thank you. On the topic of YouTube and social media, okay, got to find out what you guys think. Are we as hair folks, are the hairstylists, but the enthusiasts, the people who are not professional hairstylists like you guys are, how do you feel about everybody now going to YouTube first or Instagram before they even think of talking to a hair about, getting, choosing a salon or a new style for that much? How do you feel about YouTube University? Is it the new cosmetology school? And Yanni, since you're our very special guest today, returning today for the first time, I'm going to lead in with you. How do you feel about YouTube U?
It's a love-and-hate relationship, honestly, because I started teaching myself on YouTube in 2009, but I am a licensed cosmetologist, and, the thing about it from a hairstylist point of view, YouTube can be used to monetize your career, and get your name out there. The other way around for like clients looking on YouTube for a hairstylist, I really don't recommend because it's video, From a client perspective, you're looking at all of the visual effects and deciding on whether it's a good hairstylist or not. So you see a nice video, you see nice color, you see nice lighting. It's a good video, but that doesn't mean that the stylist knows anything that they're talking about. So for people that want to learn, it's kind of like that same thing. Yeah, it's kind of like that same thing. But with locks, they were kind of forced to go somewhere because schools didn't pick up this training.
Right.
So, that's why I have a love-hate relationship because I know what I do on YouTube is help. But I do know that what a lot of people do on YouTube is hinder, so it just depends on who it is, but I'm going to say no to the question. Of course, it cannot rival a cosmetology license where we're actually learning how to work with chemicals on the skin. This is the main issue with YouTube is that you're watching people who are not licensed to use these chemicals use them. And I remember there was a girl who she did a relaxer on her own hair, and then she turned right back around on the same video and put the color in to make her hair platinum. I still get likes on the comment. I still get likes on the comment when I said, now show the video of when your hair was bald a week later. And I still get likes on that comment. So, the video aspect of doing hair, it hides the side effects, it hides the real issues. Like we watch them do, and this is the lock world, but we watch them do apple cider vinegar rinses on the hair, and literally the hair starts deteriorating immediately. But if you're not looking for that, you just saw that your hair was clean. So it's like the industry looking down and then the customer is looking up. So it's two different views. I would not replace YouTube with cosmetology ever.
Got it. Well, listen, I'm going to ask Ms. Keisha McAllister from the West Coast. Keisha, how do you feel about, and I love how you always say the at-home stylist, but so what do you say? how do you feel about YouTube University being on the West Coast? Because you have a different brand as well out there. So what do you say this morning?
Well, you know, I'm very much in agreement with Ms. Yanni Redd about you have the at-home stylist or folks trying to figure out.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now my next guest comes to us from the world of music. It is my honor to welcome the one and only Louis Martinet to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning,
hello.
Louis.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing just fantastic. Now, I've got to tell everybody, you are truly an innovative producer, songwriter, and I call a visionary also. You created the popular girl group Exposé and so much more, and we're going to get into all of that. And they were the first to have 4 top 10 hits on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. From a debut album, that is. And I just want to say welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
Yes. Now, listen, the style of music or the genre is largely known as freestyle music. So I'm going to kind of jump on in and start there. Would you be kind enough to explain to everybody how you describe the phrase freestyle music?
So the best way I can describe it is when disco kind of hit the wall and everybody was hate disco kind of thing, there was still a need for dance music. So I started, playing around with the new electronic equipment that is just coming out at that time in the early 80s and, started writing songs that were, different than the disco but still danceable, And then I did a bunch of songs, and then I put a girl group together, like you said, and there was actually a first generation of them, which is called Alejandra, Lori, and Joya. So that was the first generation. And then we had some problems. The girls didn't like to travel, and they wanted to kind of do their own thing too. So they actually in California found Jeanette, which is the next generation. So they actually helped me out in finding the next generation. So it wasn't a bad fallout or anything. It was kind of like a mutual thing that, that we were going to move in different directions. And they say, hey, Louis, there's this girl that sounds just like Ali, which sang Phone on a Return. That's short for Alejandra.
Right.
And her name is Jeanette. So I flew to L.A. and met her, and then we signed her, and then I signed another girl named Ann Curlis, and then another one named Joya. The first generation is, I made a mistake, it's Ali, Alejandra, Lori, and Sandra. That's the first generation. Then the second generation is Jeanette, in this order, Jeanette, Joya, and Ann. And that was, just to be clear, you know, I like to be clear with my, I threw in the wrong name in the first generation.
Well,
but yeah,
I,
so that's, so, yeah, so Ben, go ahead, go.
Yes, no, I was going to jump on in, and because, and that's really important, and I saw that, and I said, because I think one of the individuals, I believe Sandra, I think it is, I think she passed away, and I just wanted to say, yeah, and there was so much that went into all of that, and I saw and read all about your relationship with, you know, working with Clive, you know, from Clive Davis, from Arista and all of that. Back in those times and working with this, you know, these amazing women and just being such a creative force. But I want to go back a little bit, Lewis. I want to ask you about the beginning because, you know, you really, you've always, it seems like you always had music inside of you in some capacity or another. Can you tell the folks, now, where are you from and how did you get into music to begin with?
Well, I was originally born in Cuba, then moved when I was very young to California, and I started playing in bands. We actually put bands together where I played percussion, and we used to rehearse actually in my mom's and dad's garage, and we used to practice there all the time and then do little parties and stuff for free. You know, we weren't good enough to charge, so we did the parties for free. but we loved it, you know. We just wanted to perform.
Absolutely.
And then I moved to Miami. Yeah, then I moved to Miami, and then I started actually DJing. Yes. And then I met some people that had a studio, and I was in another band where I was playing drums at this time. It was a rock band, and then this guy Frank, he had a recording studio, a small studio in a warehouse, and since I'm a DJ, he says, "Oh, you record music?" I goes, "Yeah, I record music. I write and record." So he says, "Great, so come over and do some music." So he thinks I'm going to do dance music, and I'm doing rock music. So he was like, "Oh, well, that's not what I was expecting." But then I ended up starting to do the music, and back then, believe it or not, it was called hip hop.
Really?
Latin freestyle, yeah, the Latin freestyle that you know was called hip hop, and then rap started taking the name over and calling it hip hop. So then they changed the hip hop to freestyle now, Latin freestyle. But in the very beginning, in the early 80s, it was called hip hop. The Latin freestyle was actually called hip hop. But then it kind of. So that was it. Yeah, that was kind of like a unique little thing there that happened.
Absolutely. I was just thinking as you said that, and I remember even some of my research I saw in New York where we had Hot 97 or whatever, and before that was known in the hip-hop world in that way. It was like a kind of devoted to freestyle type music, so maybe there's a lot more to that. Very interesting, I really have to say. So that's how you kind of got your foray into working with the studio and getting into music and all of that. And I saw where you guys, where you had created the, you know, a music label. But what was it that was the beginning little impetus that said, hold it, let's pull together an act. Let's find or create an act. And I know you were working with others, but how did that, was that your idea to kind of pull a group together?
Yeah, I kind of like actually thought of Three Girls because I always liked the Supremes. And you know, I should do a girl group like the Supremes, Three Girls, and I'll name them Exposed. At first it was called Exposed. And then the labels didn't like Exposed, so we changed it to Exposé. So if you
and
if
they
you
both work, let me just officially say that. I'm going to tell those folks. They both work. I love both.
Yeah, both names are good, but if you remember back in late 83, early 84, mm-hmm. it was Exposed for a couple of years.
Mm, okay.
You know, and then when Arista signed the group, then we changed it to Exposé. So there was a single that was on my label that was Point of Return. Those are still out there. I know people that still have them. So
the originals. Now you guys went in and re-recorded those songs, correct? With the next version of the group, is that right?
Yeah, we recorded not the music, just the vocals. The music was the same.
Uh-huh. Wow, I love this. Well, listen, there are lots of questions that I have to ask you as a producer, and I kind of want to go back a little bit. Folks, if you're just joining us, let me just break it on down for you. You're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest with me today is Louis Martinet. Now, he is a producer. You are a writer, a producer. You're legendary to me in all that you have done with the amazing hits that you've had with Exposé and others. And you've worked with quite a few. And I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about it because, when I think back, I grew up I'm in Brooklyn, New York now. But and our show goes all over the world. But when I remember back in the day and being growing up in northern New Jersey, so let me just make it clear because I think that was how I was introduced to freestyle music. And I remember on the radio, and I remember KTU when it came along, and just nonstop music. The freestyle music was just everywhere. You couldn't escape it. But then when I look back, I said, well, how was R&B, tinges of R&B, was it? Because it seemed to have been kind of like a divided world as we moved along. And R&B was R&B, and everybody had their little tranches. But to me, when I listen to Exposé's music, I'm blown away with the R&B, the soul that goes through the words and the music and just the feel. And I know that's awful to kind of, you shouldn't pigeonhole or try to put things in different categories because music is music and there are no boundaries. And I just love, and I don't know if I look at myself as the targeted demo per se, but I love what you guys, what Exposé represented.
Thank you.
Great job to you. Yes, absolutely. So now, was that, and you say, and I think that's what it is, you say that you were influenced somewhat by the Supremes in terms of girl groups and all of that. So could that have, I hear a lot of wonderful, wonderful, kind of different feels and different genres in those songs that speak to everybody. So that wasn't necessarily purposely done. You were just doing what was inside of you. How did that, how did it feel to reach so many people across so many different, genres or spectrums? Or, how do you look at that? Or do you have that, do you feel the same way? Or
I tried. I tried to let the thing is that I'm influenced by a lot of different genres. I love R&B. I love hip-hop. I love rock. I grew up with rock. I played rock originally before I DJed. I played in rock bands in California, and then when I got here to Miami. And so all those influences, they come out when I'm doing music, really without meaning to. And even the Beatles, and groups like that, I get some influences from without knowing it. I later notice it, but I don't knowingly do it.
Right, exactly. Loving it. Well, now, Louis, I want to ask you about Exposé. And I also, back in the day, I didn't know until I was doing a little deep dive research, but that you had also worked with the Cover Girls. And I had, I always thought there was this huge competition thing. It was either you were in the Exposé group, fan-based group, or you were in the Cover Girls. It was rarely that you were in both. So how did that come about? And I think I was reading somewhere how you felt about it, but share with everybody. Do you recall any of that and working with the Cover Girls of that?
Of course. Yeah, and others, other girl groups that I work with that I actually created was another group called Sequel. I don't know if you knew that.
Yes.
So we're kind of like all friends, Andy Panda from New York.
Yes, I know that name.
He put together. yeah, he put together the Cover Girls, and he said, hey, you want to do a song for them? I go, sure, you know, and vice versa, you know, we work on with each other, you know, we kind of like, you know, and we're all kind of, you know, friends and work together with, you know, like, there's other great producers like Arthur Baker and things like that, that you know, that do great music, and we kind of like, you know, we helped each other. We didn't, you know, like,
there was no
try to, exactly. We helped each other. Like, if they needed to use a studio, they can come to mine, and vice versa if I go to New York and all that. So, yeah, we worked together. You know, we didn't have any animosity. So it's kind of like, you know, the better they did, the better maybe I would do too, you know. So helping, yeah. So,
well, I have to tell
so
you.
That was good.
It was good. I have to say, you know, I started putting on my little thinking cap here, and I said, I remember interviewing only one other freestyle artist, and, you know, I've interviewed a lot of folks, but I remember, and she was just the most kindest, gracious young lady I had pretty much had ever met, and that was Little Susie back in New Jersey. I remember she kind of came to the radio station and did an interview. I was at an actual station back then, and I just have to say, you know, so your genre, the freestyle genre was represented incredibly well. But then,
yeah, all the artists, yeah, they were all great. They were all very, very nice and you know, and helpful, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
like I said, it was great working with a lot of artists that I work with.
Well, I can hear that, Lewis. You have that kind of personality, though. I could just tell you could work with anybody. You know, I can hear it. You have such a, you know, just down to earth and easy to relate to, and, you know, and I'm sure that was, you know, what was communicated throughout your music and your endeavors and all of that wonderful good stuff. So now I want to turn to, you know, inspiring folks, and I know you guys had a lot of hit records. You know, how did it feel to have those top 10 hits, you know, and this is on Billboard's top charts, if you will. You know, was it considered, it wasn't so much crossover, I don't think, but it crossed over, I think, to a lot of different areas. I think we talked about that. But so how did that feel? And also being inspiring so many other folks out there who, you know, are now kind of, dance music is big, or it's huge. So how do you feel about that, and what's your take on all of that?
Well, the Billboard, the some of my product crossover into the pop. I actually had, like you mentioned, when we first talked, Seasons Changer was number one on the Top 100, number one on the R&B also, and other charts. So it kind of like, you know, different genres that had jumped, and other songs also did the same thing. And, you know, that also led me to work with artists like Jermaine Jackson, Jermaine Stewart, Debbie Gibbs.
Now, what I saw the songs, I saw the one that you did with Jermaine Jackson that I think you had originally intended for the other artists to record. And then, which is a great song, by the way. I listened to it even this morning. I'm like, wow, this is an awesome song. Many, to me, your songs, these are not just, you know, just dancey dance songs and just put them away and forget about them. They actually stand up and, you know, in time. Like, I said, wow, this is great. I mean, quite frankly. And I said, you know, to me, these songs can be re-recorded or re-released and all that wonderful good stuff. Do you feel the same way? Do you feel that they've, like, stood the test of time?
Yeah, I think so. I listen to them all the time. Like I like you said, I listen to Feel the Need, the one that I did for Jermaine Jackson.
Sure.
Yeah, I love that song. And and
I remember that time frame because he had put out Don't Take It Personal and all of that. I remember that. And which project did you do for Jermaine Stewart? I love Jermaine Stewart. I'm a big fan of his. You know, we lost him way too soon.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, which project did you work with Jermaine on, Jermaine Stewart? Do you remember that?
Yes. I worked on the I did a dance remix to "We Don't Have to Take Your Clothes Off."
Really? Probably the one I was dancing to.
Yeah. I did a dance. Yeah, I did a dance remix to that. That came out really, really good. I think, you know, and it played in a lot of the clubs because of the dance remix.
I have to give you credit on the remix. I don't know if folks give you enough credit on that. Your remixes are amazing. So, I don't know. I know because you're such an amazing writer and you producer extraordinaire and all of that. But also the remixes that I've heard and that you've done. So this stems from being a great DJ down there in Florida. Where did that come from that you have this ability to take these songs and literally reconstruct them, if you will, and turn out great, tracks like that?
I think probably from being a DJ and also a musician, it helps too because, I would see what works on the floor and then I kind of try to incorporate it into my mixes so that it keeps the floor dancing. Like when you hear Pointer Return, people just jump out of their chairs,
exactly.
Which is like, it would give me goosebumps, I would just, I'm at the club sitting, in the corner. And then the DJ plays Pointer Return, and I see people kind of like scream, get up, and go to the dance floor, and it's the best feeling in the world.
Yes, and that's when you really knew you had something. That song, wow. And I loved Let Me Be the One, just, Seasons Change, all of those amazing songs, I have to say.
Thank you.
Yes, you're pleased. These are... It's not just me. It's, big, big hit records out there. I love the lineup that you had. And by the time I got, Joya, and I think you had mentioned was one of the leads in Jeanette and Ann. So I just love that lineup that you had at that time. I just thought, my goodness. So have you stayed in touch with these amazing women?
Yes. Yeah, I talk to Joya all the time. The other girls are more, in a different state and stuff, so I don't talk to them too much. But Joya, we keep in touch all the time. We actually worked on a couple of things together, not too long ago. So I keep in touch with Joya mostly.
Wow. Now, you are still in the music game. You haven't left the music game. Let me just make that clear. So what can you tell us out there? What might we be able to look forward to or anything you want to add to that?
Well, I'm working on several projects. I'm working on a song for the COVID relief. It's called, we're calling it for now, Son After the Rain, for now. And what I'm doing is kind of like trying to put together like a We Are the World kind of thing with a bunch of different artists. I got Larry Blackman from Cameo. Bernard from Surface.
We just had David on our show. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bernard Jackson from Surface and a few rappers too. Tretch and Lazy Bone. And Lazy Bone, and everybody's giving their time, because they think it's good to try to help other people.
Absolutely.
Everybody's been very, very nice. We're trying to get Gladys Knight on there, which I think we will. The Womack sisters.
Yes.
We already got Butch from Tavares.
Oh yes, yeah. Oh gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think they did the song "Heaven Must Be Missing." And I think that was one of Tavares.
That's the one. Yes, that was Tavares. Yes.
Their
biggest one was though the ballad. Remember What I Told You to Forget?
Oh, hold it. No, I don't. What was the biggest? What was the biggest one?
That was their biggest hit. So remember what I told you to forget.
Oh, okay. Oh man. Well, listen, I just love them. I love all of these groups, and I'm just blown away, and I just wish you nothing but the best on these projects.
Thank you.
Yes, let us know how you're coming along with them, and any folks that we could send in your direction, we will. We absolutely will.
Great, yeah. Thank you. I have a few little compilations that I did in the 80s that I have on iTunes. So if I think you were going to check them out yourself. I don't know if you did. It was called Freestyle South Beach Style.
I think I checked out so much of your music that it's not even funny. I went to, I think I was on Spotify. I was on so many different things and looking at every single thing, and I listened to song after song. Some of which, I have to really say, I had forgotten the titles, and then when I listened to them, I was like, yeah, I remember that song, and I remember that. Now, I do want to touch on one other part of this back in the day, because to me, it, you know, you're working with Clive Davis or producing these albums and all of that. That, you know, he was, it might have been around the time he was working with Whitney and Aretha and all these big people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was a title. Yeah,
Wasn't that time?
Yeah,
that was a big deal. I said, my goodness.
Clive Davis is a genius. You know, when it comes to putting projects together and teams together, yeah, he's a genius.
Yeah, he's a genius. And Kashif, the late Kashif.
Kashif. I worked with him on a song. I did a song for him.
Exactly. I'm like, wow. So I know you don't like to be considered so much a legend out there, but you are. And I have to tell everybody, I mean, you know, of course, for me, I kind of stumbled across because I just love Seasons Change so much. It has never left anything for me, you know, not too long without playing it or every so often going back and listening. And I looked up the words, and I was just so moved by this. I mean, you're just, in order to write like that, it's got to come from somewhere. So we just love it. And, you know, and then to figure out that you had done all that you were responsible for writing an album. And I'm like, and I think I asked you about freestyle, if you were familiar. I'm going to put myself out there on blast. Now I'm like, he's the king of freestyle, my God. And I just learned so much from reading and finding out and all of this wonderful good stuff. I love Stevie B. I love the whole entire genre and all that it represents. So good stuff. So, Louis, anything just to tell the folks, they're budding writers out there, budding songwriters. I'm one. I'm raising my hand right now. So what kind of advice can you give to someone like myself? You know, we've gotten lyrics. We've got the lyrics down, and I saw about, what advice? Let me just go there. What advice can you share in terms of how we should get started or the next step after you've got piles and piles of songs?
Well, what I kind of think about sometimes is that when you write songs, you tend to want to write them so deep and so great that you kind of like missing the audience. So what I try to tell everybody, just keep it simple, keep it catchy, keep it commercial, and then you know you'll get that magic in that song. In my albums, if you listen to them, you know, you'll hear that I do very commercial songs. I try to at least, but then I throw in there a couple of songs like you'll hear in the first album. You hear a song called December, and the second one you call Didn't Hurt to Hurt Me. Those are deeper songs that, you know, that have a little bit more meaning, and I put them in there just for once people get tired of listening to the pop songs, then they can hear something that's a little deeper. But you know, like I said, keep those for later, you know, for if you want to break out, make it simple, make it very catchy, and make it commercial. Easy to follow. That's really what you got to do.
Doesn't get any better than that. All
yeah,
right.
a great person to listen to is Casey and the Sunshine Band. Their songs are so great and so catchy. That's why they're still being played in tons of movies
right.
and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Because they're just great, catchy songs, you know, and
exactly.
and if you listen to those, then you'll get some good ideas.
That's right. I stumbled across a Casey and the Sunshine video maybe in the last 24 hours or so, and I stopped for a moment because it was so deep and just an amazing groove. But I still don't think that folks knew that this music would be, that we'd be listening to it, you know, decades later. And so
exactly.
Just blown away. Well, listen, anything you want to leave us with today, Lewis, I just have to thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. Any shout-outs, anything?
Yeah, I listen to Hair Nation Morning Show every day. Hair Nation Morning Show.
Oh,
my favorite.
Well, listen,
and I have to admit, I had a mullet in the 80s, so, you know, maybe you could do something for me.
We'll talk. We'll definitely talk. Well, listen, the creator, the absolute creator of this amazing group and working with so many others, and we're, of course, talking about Exposé and so many others and writing those albums and just having so many hit records and just being a mega force in the freestyle movement, if you will, and also music in general, and just really picking up, like you said, where disco kind of left off. Again, I want to thank you for being our guest on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we're going to still go out and listen to these songs, and we're going to have you back soon when your next project is out. So I want to thank you.
Yes, definitely.
All
you
right.
Got it.
Lewis Martinet, thank you. Folks, keep
thank
it.
You.
You long to say time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, happy mid-show. It's Friday morning, June 23rd of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. It's our broadcast show number 870. Broadcast show number 870 today. I sit here in Brooklyn, New York. Let me bring on, you heard from her earlier in the first hour, she is my co-star all the way from Water Valley, Mississippi. She is a wonderful addition to her local political landscape down in Water Valley. Of course, I'm talking about the one and only Queen Nicole Marie.
Good morning,
Nicole Marie. What a
happy
great introduction. Mid-show.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Carrie. Yeah.
Happy
Sunday, Friday. Yeah.
It's all the above.
All
and
the above.
I've got to tell you, what a difference a day makes. I really got to say, you know how you get those little bugs and they kind of just stay with you and you just feel tired and all that kind of stuff? Well, let me tell you, it feels so good to be back. I try to battle through because, you know, we always say the show must do what?
Must go on.
You got it. So I try to battle on through, but it won out for a couple of days. And I just had to rest, and I took that rest.
Great.
And, yes,
so
like singers,
feeling better.
I feel a vocal rest. Oh, yeah, much, much better. And I wanted to be back here for you guys today on Friday. So much to talk about, really is. Michael Hopkins will be along about 7:30. And then at 8 o'clock, we have a special talk about the submarine, if you will, the horrible outcome for that. We'll talk about that at 8 o'clock this morning. And I just want to say thank you guys for really hanging in there with me, making sure I was okay. All the fans, you guys rock. And we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the world, of course, but certainly, you know, got to identify some of the things that you heard on the broadcast this morning. Of course, you just heard from Louis Martinet, who is the gentleman who wrote that song, Seasons Change. He literally had like four top 10 hits on Billboard charts.
Wow.
Four. And he wrote.
So talented.
Now, this is not like, you know, some folks with some popular songs. No, he had top 10 in Billboard magazine. you know, that's incredible. To have on the pop charts, like, that's great. But I love his music. I love the women who sing those songs. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, we kicked off this morning with a song by Shaniqua Shandae called Something About You. We'll try to get on a little later. Yeah, I love that. It was very R&B. It was very R&B. Lewis comes from a genre called freestyle music, where it's real high-energy music. And But Shaniqua's song was very, very, very R&B, and it was really good.
Right.
And we'll try to get it on again before the end of the day. Yeah, so really good stuff. And I'm just happy to be with you. It makes a difference when you feel better.
Yes.
Hope it sounds a little better.
Definitely tell the difference. I'm so glad you're feeling better.
Oh, absolutely.
So glad that Carrie is back.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely back. And, and I'm super excited about what we've got to do. And what we've been working on, I'm happy to talk a little bit about the magazine. You know, what can I say about AfroLux? But it has definitely changed the playing field. Yeah, has done some big things.
Definitely taken off. So much excitement.
It's taken off. Yeah, it really has. And I think you guys out there, you're the fans. You're the ones who've been supporting this broadcast. You're the one who supports AfroLux. Magazine, you support everything that we're doing. We appreciate it. We appreciate you. And gotta say, now a
so
big
much
part
more to
of
come.
That is exactly, and that's exactly what we're driving at this morning. We have Academy Award nominee Camille Fred. She'll be with us next week on this very broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Plus, you guys have seen the postings out there. she will be featured as on the upcoming Afrolog magazine for the July issue. She's our official guest editor for the July issue. And that says a lot. We are very particular about
our
guest editing. And we're super happy. I think she's going to be fantastic.
Oh, so yes.
It's going to be really, it's going to be really, really nice. And I'm excited as well. I think she'll be with us midweek next week. So definitely keep it right here. Stay tuned on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And, you know, we'll keep you guys informed. Today is broadcast show number 870.
870.
Wow, isn't that amazing? Amazing. That's just, it's almost unreal when you really think about it. That's a lot of shows.
That is a lot of shows, a lot of guests. Hoo-wee.
Yes.
Oh, it's amazing.
Thousands of guests.
So very thankful.
And thousands of interviews. And thousands of songs.
Yes. Lots of great music.
Of mornings.
Almost fan favorite.
Right. Yeah.
Throwback.
Well, you know,
love it.
Yeah. Well, we definitely, we've been kicking in a lot of music from the past. And we do that because it kind of helps to conjure great memories. It reminds us of times that were much more enjoyable in a lot of ways.
Right.
And I
think, a lot of times.
Yeah.
Because, I forgot about that, you know, because I just haven't heard them in so long.
Absolutely.
Or something new that's like, oh, I don't know that song. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. Well, let me also say, now, this is, you know, we've got some great music artists that we also will be featuring on the show and some interviews that we haven't really played in a long, 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 long time. So I can't wait. This time I want to get on. I don't air or replay Allison too often, but I'm going to try to get that on for you soon. I'm going to try to get Tony's on, a lot of these artists who've been on. And I've got a shout out to our very own special guest star, who's now, you're going to see pictured with the president. She's being honored as one of the Kennedy Center honorees. And that is the one and only Miss Dionne Warwick. So I'm so excited. She, along with Queen Latifah, who's from New Jersey, shouting out from Irvington, where you guys know Wayne Smith is the mayor. Her mom was a teacher at Irvington High School. And so we're just so excited. Everything is so local, and great feeling. So I'm super excited. I believe the Kennedy Center Honors comes on a little later in the month. You guys can Google it. But we're super excited to see Miss Dionne. And I can't wait till the folks sing her songs at the event.
Right.
That lady's had some hits. She's
from
second only to Aretha Franklin. And you know how hits Aretha Franklin, man.
Yeah.
Aretha has so many hits, you can't even begin to know all her hit songs. No one can.
Wow.
And the same thing, Dionne is right behind her. Dionne had a lot of hits. And and what a wonderful lady. And to take time to chat with me on the air. And she's very straightforward. Yeah, so it's a memory I'll always treasure. And not only that, I had a chance to see her when I went down to Sissy's street naming ceremony. All the family was there. Whitney's brothers were there. All these, Andre Crouch, a whole bunch of singers. Fisher was there. So many singers were there. So many artists. It was incredible. Great family.
Great
family. So I appreciate it. Yeah, that's hanging on my wall right now. I'm looking at Sissy. Just great people. Mm-hmm. I'll take a picture for you.
Yeah,
and
please.
So much. Yeah, we'll do. We'll do. We'll definitely do. Now, Hopkins will be with us at about 7:30. Michael Hopkins, you guys know him. He's the host of the Vet Talk radio show. And so today, Michael will be on about 8. He'll be with us for quite a bit this morning, kind of bringing us up to speed on this awful, tragic event that the world has been following. So I definitely want to, we'll talk a little bit about that coming up in the next half hour. And we'll definitely get into that. But first, let's just kind of go back a little bit and kind of talk about what's happening at we're going to say AM, which is Afrolog Magazine. And we're going to get into all that. So why don't we take a little tiny break, and when we come back, the latest on Afrolog. And what I should be asking Camille about. So we're going to open up that in just a bit for everybody. Why don't we take a little bit of a commercial break and come back and get it going this morning. We're just getting to the midday.
Stay tuned.
All right. Yes, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
When you become successful, everybody wants you to be successful till you're successful.
That's right.
Then once you're successful, everybody wants to tear you down. They want to tear down a performance. They want to tear down what you said. They want to criticize you here. They want to find a bad thing to say about you. So you got to just keep walking.
Mm.
And your self-worth has to be strong enough that when everybody's trying to attack you, because they want to be you, and the only way they can be you is they rip you.
Mm.
And you have to be strong enough to take those attacks. You've just got to be strong enough. And when you're strong enough and you get who you are, man, what a life.
As I know are my aims that I wish I knew in my 20s. Depression comes from on the past, and anxiety brews when you're thinking about the future. Let go of those thoughts and live in the present.
This is our moment.
Ask yourself, what do I have to do today to make myself happy?
This is shopping.
Wake up every morning and be thrilled that you're here. Not every day is a perfect day.
It's been a really hard morning.
Remember what my mother used to say, take good days and bad days and treat them the same.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Renola Pillard is the CEO, founder of Ashanti Enterprises. She's a professional hairstylist, business owner, educator, life coach, inspirational consultant, and author of the book, Adjusting Your Crown. Now, it's all about encouraging and inspiring individuals to establish their vision, set their goals, make adjustments daily if necessary, then accomplish those goals and fulfill their vision through hard work and trust in God. Her website is AshantiEnterprises.com. Now, she currently partners with Royce Noel of Noel's Barber Lounge, located at 2304 East Penhook, Suite E in Lafayette, Louisiana. She has mastered a variety of hair techniques, in addition to providing facials, dermaplaning, eyebrow tinting, and waxing. Enola is also a certified trichologist and hair replacement specialist. Dr. Pillard believes her continual education is the key to providing excellent customer service. Therefore, she's obtained her bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in professional cosmetology to ensure that she's well prepared to provide the best service possible to her clients. Now, she understands the value of listening to her clients' wants and needs, which allows them, of course, to become part of their beautifying experience. Now, with many, many years of experience, Dr. Pillard provides professional results, which makes a difference in the lives of her clients, both inside and out. You can find Dr. Nola Pillard right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show and read all about her amazing industry profile in the latest edition of Afrolock Magazine.
Have you been feeling like you're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to reading stories about our community? Well, I have. And so I'm glad to tell you that you should be subscribing to Afrolock Magazine at afrolockmagazine.com. Afrolock Magazine is a great new monthly publication that really does unlock the richness and complexity of Black culture truly from the only perspective that matters, ours. So, subscribe today at www.afrolockmagazine.com and be connected. Afrolock Magazine, we're making Black progress together.
Morning, June 23rd, 2023. It's our broadcast show number 870. Of course, I'm with Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. And again,
happy midterm.
Yeah, midpoint.
Yeah.
Real good stuff going on this morning. I'm enjoying everything. I'm just chilling out and, kind of enjoying this.
Dancing to the music, having a good time.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Well, we got to. It's Friday. Not Friday, but Friday.
Friday.
Got to have a little bit of fun on Friday.
Have a good time every day, Friday. Especially on Friday.
Especially. And, folks, so we've got a lot to kind of carry on with this morning. I'm just happy to have you guys with us. Lots of talk about AM. We call Afrolock Magazine AM. We're all fancy now. And I just love it. And I've heard a lot about my little banner I put up, a digital banner that promotes that Camille will be with us in the magazine as our guest editor.
That's exciting.
And real happy again having you. So, well, she's got a storied career. You guys remember she is the head of hair, literally, for some of the biggest hits and to make history, being nominated for an Academy Award for her work on Wakanda Forever. Where she got to do the hair of everybody, including the great Angela. Angela. Nicole Marie.
Angela Bassett. Oh my God.
I love them both. Yes, literally. Yes. But I love them both so
Angela
very
Bassett.
Much.
Oh. Ooh, she's so fierce.
Angela Bassett.
Her.
And not to mention that, of course, she is, nominated for Wakanda Forever, made history in that. But also the fact that she played the one and only Miss Tina Turner.
Yes.
What love got to do with it. We can never forget that. Yeah. So lots of good stuff. And just great folks. So I can't wait to get all the latest on what's going on out in Hollywood directly from Camille, so we're going to have a lot of fun.
Can't wait to hear about the Little Mermaid also.
Yeah. The Little Mermaid's hair is what I can't wait to talk about. Because there was a whole bunch of her hair being red and all this other talk. and I'm like, boy, they find some things to talk about out there. But
let
I'm
me just
super
say,
proud
it was wonderful.
Of Camille.
I'll hold the talk till next week.
Well, listen, we'll find out what all she's gonna share, because we're gonna put her on a hot seat. Now, listen, I definitely each day you inspire us, Nicole Marie, with these incredible talks that we call Hope of the Day.
Oh yeah,
HOV is what I call it here for sure. Yeah, so the Hope of the Day each day you really get us going here, because that's what it's about. It's a shared experience. We're live this morning, folks. This is not a tape. We're on with you live from 6 to 9 weekdays. And some days, like, you know, we're just people, and most of the days we feel great, and some days, like you know, we have to push a little harder. But we do that for you. And
exactly.
I was reminded of that this week many times. So Nicole Marie, thank you for the morning inspiration each day. And I just want you to take it away and give your wonderful hope, because we need it. Boy, oh boy, after all that's in the news, we could use hope of the day today.
Every
Every day. Nicole Marie, take it away.
Thank you, Carrie. Well, first of all, hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. And it's so important because it gives our lives meaning. It helps reduce the feelings of helplessness. It increases our happiness. It reduces stress and also just improves our just quality of life, no matter what it is that each and every one of us may be going through. So I want to share Hope of the Day for this Fan Day Friday for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So the hope of the day is find fresh air. Break out of the boxes where you live and work. Walk, sit, observe, suck in the air. Feel the breeze move around you. Watch the birds soar through it and the trees bend to it. Every 20 minutes of fresh air will lift your mood. And I totally agree with that, Carrie. What do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. You've got to have fresh air. You've got to have, and what to me, what Patrick was talking about is a change of perspective. And you can gain that from you know, opening up those lungs and, you know, giving yourself a burst of just fresh feeling air that just kind of penetrates your soul. And so I love that. And I love each of his inspirational chats and that you know, share with us each day here on the broadcast. And I've been thinking, I said, you know, we have got to do something like that here at Hair Radio. And I really am. I'm going to start work. I thought about it for a couple days. And the host was going to put together something that you guys will be able to enjoy each day. So we'll work on that. We'll talk a little bit about it next week right here on the show, and it'll be a nice little surprise for you. But we're killing it this morning on Friday. Now, what does that – yes, but speaking of Patrick Lindsay, what does that mean to you on your presentation this morning? How do you look at that and analyze that?
Well, I totally agree with this. I think no matter what you're doing, if you're, you know, focused on your goals, your dreams, your purpose, you need to take a break and have that balance. You have to take a break, get some fresh air, you know, walk around, just observe nature and just that calmness.
Yeah.
And then you go back to what you're doing. But you can't always just be on your grind, because you have to just a little bit and put things into perspective. And I feel like by doing this, then things come back into perspective for you. And then once you start again, you have another burst of energy, that motivation to keep pressing on with what you're working on. So I love this, and I think it's so crucial that we all do this.
And you said so that it'll circle back to you. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I live near the ocean, so there is no excuse.
Oh,
I
can
literally jump on the train, yeah, and be at the ocean in less than 15 minutes. And
wow.
So there's no excuse that I don't go out to Coney Island and see the water. Because when
right.
you look at that big ocean, it'll remind you just how small whatever issue and problem you have is.
Yeah.
So I'll have to do that. I think I'm going to take you up on that advice this weekend and just go out.
Oh, please do,
I used
Carrie.
To go out and take pictures each year. You know, I really do.
Right.
They've got Nathan's out there. I'll just go get some hot dogs and get
yeah.
that. Take a look
and
at the water and head on back.
Cool out.
Yeah.
yeah
it's
but it,
cool.
It's so
it really
necessary.
Is.
So necessary.
Absolutely, folks. Absolutely. Well, listen, speaking of relaxing for the weekend, I don't think we could do a better job than Michael Hopkins at relaxing.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Michael Hopkins.
You guys know him. He is the host of the Vet Talk radio show, and he always has a very unique perspective. We're going to just bring him right on in. He's working on a special report that's coming up at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central this morning. That's going to kind of, you know, really walk us through all of this talk about the doomed submarine. But, Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning,
Happy Mid-Show. You're at the Mid-Show point.
Happy Band-Aid Friday.
Yes, it is. It's a little cloudy down here in Spotsylvania, Virginia, but happy mid-show.
Well, same thing up here in Brooklyn, New York. What about where you are, Nicole Marie?
It's about the same. The sun is supposed to come out in a little while, but it's kind of cloudy right now.
Yeah, well, we're all in the cloudy days. What's going on? But that's okay. Well, Michael, I've got to say, we've been chatting this morning on the broadcast. We really have. Did you have a chance to listen in and catch any part of today's broadcast? Can't wait to get your feedback.
Oh, yes, very, very much so. And I enjoyed the whole for the day with Nicole, like I always do. And sometimes what we have to do is we have to slow it down just a little bit. And I know I find that if I take a walk just around my neighborhood, it clears my head up. And I get to think about different things that I've been thinking about for solutions. And it clears my head up. And also, I get a new perspective of the neighborhood. Instead of just driving in my van and just driving out of the neighborhood, I actually get a chance to walk around the neighborhood, and I actually get a chance to meet neighbors
nice.
That I normally would not have seen.
Well,
I'm just driving by
you guys. Yes. Well, listen, I certainly can relate. You do have to remember to have a good perspective and keeping your head clear.
Right.
For me, I can actually tell you guys, you know, I don't know if it's so much that you need to have pressure. I think what it is that, you know, you do have to change your routine every so often. And I don't, you know, I'm not against that at all. I think it's a great idea. You know, for me, you just leave things alone. And on certain days, you're up and other days you're down and other days you go around. You know, I try to just look at it like that. I try not to think that we're not focused or, you know, or that you finally have cracked type thing. I don't look at it like that, you know, and, you know, don't ever underestimate the power of what your talent is. And I don't. I know that I have certain abilities to do certain things, and I do them every day. And it's just in my personality to work at these things every day. I don't
right.
like to take off a lot of time. And, you know, so I think that's good. I don't think that's a bad thing. And I'm very grateful. Now, it's 7:35 in the morning. Coming up at 8 o'clock this morning Eastern, at 7 o'clock Central Time, We're going to talk a lot about this whole thing. Hopefully, I think Michael will be able to give us some perspective and some background on this submarine type thing. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We know that you guys have some things you want to say, and you'll be able to do so. Don't forget, just press one. We'll bring you on because we really want to get everybody's perspective. There's a lot of chatter going on the internet. Oh, boy, it's a buzz. And my big thing, one of the things that, you know, here's my thing. I do want to get this one little thing out. And that is that, okay, I'm going to wait. I'm going to hold off on it. So you don't want to go anywhere. You don't want to go anywhere because at 8 o'clock we're gonna talk about this, and we're going to see if we can make sense of this tragedy. And so, with some of the backstories as well, you guys have been following some of the folks who've been over on board, and you know, it's heartbreaking every which way. We're gonna talk about this, so. I think that's why I love this broadcast, because it also provides a sense of healing for us, community. We're able to come together and talk and share and all the above. And so thank you guys so much for allowing us to have this space to do just that. So, okay. Anything you guys want to add to that?
Ooh, I totally agree to that. I look forward to our conversation. It's just, I don't know, just a sad thing, but I think it's great that, you know, the fans will be able to weigh in also if they want to, because it is, I mean, everywhere you look is something about both good and bad, because some people have taken this way to the extreme. And, you know.
Well, we're going to really get in. And the next
right.
20 minutes or so, and kind of analyze this a little bit for everybody's sake. So this morning I played Miss Shoniqua Shande. I just love her name. And so we'll kind of get her on a little bit. Michael, before we get Shoniqua's piece on, just wanted to check in with you a little bit on Vet Talk. What's happening on Vet Talk Radio? We haven't had a chance to chat about it much on today's broadcast, but anything new? Is Michael Hopkins with us this morning?
One of the things that was new was the feedback that I got on that last program that we did. That was new.
Oh.
And a lot of
okay,
people,
we'll share with
and
us.
A lot of people that really enjoyed that, and that was the three ways that the VA could actually take away your compensation, and that there were three ways that we looked at, and a lot of the vets didn't know that. Now, I had a lot of people contacted me and they said, wow, you mean they can actually do that? And sure, they can reduce you. And I would encourage all the fans.
Exactly. To play it back.
Right, go ahead and play it back.
You guys, if you miss my show on Tuesday, the great news is you can Google it. Google the Hair Radio Morning Show at Tuesday's broadcast. It was your show number 30, Michael, so you were celebrating
right.
quite a bit yourself, season 2, episode number 30, and great topic. I can't wait till next week. I really am.
Wow, yeah,
so
next week is going to be a great topic also, too. That'll be show number 31.
You got it.
It's
going to
be
let's
a great topic.
Yeah, it's Friday morning, June 23rd, 2023. It's our broadcast number 870, and I call it my bounce back episode, as you guys know. Just a
bouncing back.
Yes, but we are on the way back and bigger and better than ever. I just love it, and thank you so much for all the well wishes. We are making black progress. So
oh, yes.
Talk again. Want to thank, you know, like I've been seeing this on CDS, they've been running it all about the Kennedy Center Honors. We are just shouting out Queen Latifah Billy Crystal and our very own, who was right here on this broadcast, Miss Dionne Warwick. And they've all been named for the Kennedy Center Honors. And I'm just so excited. Listen,
yes,
next week we've got Academy Award nominee Miss Camille Friend, who's coming here with an all new interview. That'll be next week on the show. Really excited. I want to talk to her. You know, we chatted with Camille. She's been with us before.
Right.
And we talked when she was in the running for the Academy Award. Now, this is how big we are. We have, you know, folks who are literally in the running for these big awards, who are on the verge of being elected into office and things, and they come here to our broadcast. So Camille was here, and we had a chance to chat, and so we have not talked about things since she didn't get a chance to take home the Academy Award yet. She will in the future, I'm sure. So we're going to talk to her about that. But more importantly, I want to talk about her work on The Little Mermaid. And there's controversy. Oh, my gosh. Yes, but there's some controversy about her hair, of all things. And so we want to hear what Camille has to say. We might as well go right to the directly to the person
who
did the hair.
Oh, yeah.
To the source.
The Hair Radio Morning Show. Yeah, because it's all over the Internet. Here's the thing about what we heard is that they were saying that the original, and you know this because I think you've seen the movie, Nicole Marie, with your daughter. Right?
Hey, don't leave me out.
Oh, you too, Michael, have seen The Little Mermaid?
Of course. I had little children back then, so I had to watch The Little Mermaid. You want me to sing Under the Sea?
Well, you learn something every day on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, let me just say that that's what's a controversy, because in the original, as you guys know, Ariel has the red hair and all of that. So they were saying, you heard a lot of different perspectives, that the wonderful portrayal or the depiction now with a young girl of color, it's been reimagined, if you will, and her hair is of a different texture, if you will, than the cartoon, I guess, the original movie. So what, you know, what do you guys think about that? You know, before, and we're going to ask Camille, but what would you guys like to say? Do you want to address that this morning, since you guys have seen the movie?
Well, for me, I feel like that it was a great movie. I feel like just because the original movie was a certain way, you know, where Little Mermaid had the red hair and all that, it's all about inclusion. And I don't see a problem with the beautiful and wonderful actress, Miss Halle Bailey, being the Little Mermaid. I loved it. I thought it was wonderful. The way the movie just included everyone, I just thought it was great. And I know, you know, you're always going to have your controversy. People are going to say this and say that. But I thought it was a great movie.
So what about you, Hopkins?
Wow. You know, it never ceases to amaze me that people kind of don't understand. It's a cartoon. Let's start there. It's a cartoon. You know, it's not real. It's a cartoon.
Well,
it was made to be a cartoon.
The original was a cartoon. So this remake is like live action.
Right. If they do live action, how many films have we seen they've adapted live action to original cartoons, original artwork like that, and they changed and rearranged things in the live action? Really? I mean, why get upset?
We're going to ask our fans. I think we have somebody standing by to comment. So we'll go ahead and see if we can get them on. Caller, we see you. The last two digits are 28. And we'd like to get your comment this morning. So may I have your name and where are you calling from?
Absolutely. It's Jay Ellis calling from Sterling, Virginia, Loudoun County.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Jay Ellis.
Yes, you're on. You got Nicole Marie. You got Michael Hopkins and Kerry Hines. We're so excited. First of all, you guys, if you're just tuning in, Jay Ellis of Ellis J Collection out there, ellisj.com. We're just so happy to have you with us. It's always a pleasure. Good morning to you.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you for chiming on in. We weren't expecting you till next week.
I could not wait to chime in on this subject, even though I'm over here battling with this sinus infection, but I just had to add my two cents to this topic. I had to.
Wow. I can't wait to hear.
Well, I'll say from my standpoint, because I've raised several little brown babies, and it's very heartbreaking when white society, if we're going to keep it all the way real, white society want to take over everything that we have created, and then when we come to take it back and put a new spin on it, put some flavor on it, then all of a sudden it becomes very problematic, when really it isn't. And yes, it is. It's an animation. It's a cartoon. But the truth of the matter is most of these cartoons over the years have been geared towards their children. Our children can't relate to them. So when Tiana from Princess and the Frog came out, it was a problem with that. Anything of color is always a problem. And the reason being is because they know our power. We just have to know our power and enforce it and elevate that to another level and just let them know we're no longer sitting back. Our children deserve to see themselves on the screen as well and know that the skies are the limit. That's really the problem. Ooh. All it is a softer version of racism when you really think about it. And that's really what it is.
Love it. It's veiled racism.
Very much so.
What do you guys say about that, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins? Any comments?
Wow.
I am tired of our babies not being able to see themselves on the screen. We went through it when we were younger, you know, but times are changing. Everyone wants to pit-pat around, we'll accept this as long as it doesn't make us too uncomfortable. Well, guess what? Being black is uncomfortable to some people. Not to me. I want to see my babies on the screen.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah, you hit that on the head, J. Ellis. Thank you for that. Wow.
Very much.
Yeah, and you definitely, and I know you have a little girl there, J. Ellis, and this is the kind of thing that that she needs to be able to see representation, just like black men. We got to be able to see folks out there that look like us.
Exactly.
And it's not that we don't want to see folks that look like you, but we don't want that to only be what we see. Just like when we walk out our door, we're not only seeing Caucasians or blacks. We're seeing an amalgamation of everybody. And that's
very
what we're
supposed
to It's called something called inclusivity. We want everything to be inclusive. I mean, we don't want to shut anybody out. We don't want to shun anybody. We're not trying to make you feel badly, but what you are really feeling like, folks, is called G-U-I-L-T. So get rid of your guilt, and maybe you'll be able to relate to others a little bit better than you have been for these last several hundred years. So,
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, boy, you went in this morning.
But not really.
I'm glad to have you on the show. It's a great thing this morning. And I wanted to, while we do have you here, I want to talk a little bit about what you got going on. You are, first of all, we had a great time meeting you, meeting with you, your mom, and everybody in New York.
Yes.
Yes, we had such a wonderful time. So
great
beautiful.
Time. It was awesome.
Yes. Just a great spirit. And we could see where you got it from. You know, your mom is, I love her. She's no nonsense.
Definitely not.
No, a lot of fun and just a sweet lady. And I just adore her to the moon and back. And so
I really appreciate that.
This morning. Well, it's true. Now, let me say, you, I mentioned about your collection again. Now, your collection is called, now I'm going to get this right for everybody who wants to go Google this or go online. It's ellisj.com is your website. And that's spelled, let me spell it for you because it may not be how you think. It's ELLISJAI. You see, I got it spelled for everybody. Not J-A-Y,
yes.
J-A-I. So it's ellisj.com. So now, Jay, you know, since we're talking here live, what can you tell us? What makes your wonderful hair collection different than all these other collections that are out there? What can you tell us?
Well, that's easy. They don't have me. They don't have me. if you ask me.
That's good.
For me,
you know, that's actually
it's
very,
about,
very good. Very good.
Yeah, you know, for me, it's all about the passion. It's all about keeping things very natural, as close as to the cuff as possible. That's very important, simply because I like to think of myself as a naturalist. I've had one relaxer in my life, and that was when I was six or something, and they burnt the crap out of me, and I just vowed to never do anything else to my hair. I have a... You know, my hair texture is a, you know, it's easier to manage or what have you. I really didn't need it, but I like natural things just because women's bodies, if you're really in tune with your body, we are susceptible to a lot of things of women of color, like fibroids. We have tags. We have all kinds of lesions and everything that can grow inside of us that we don't even know about, you know, but just because we're not seeing them on the outside doesn't mean that your body isn't wreaking havoc on the inside from the chemicals and the nonsense that we use in our hair care. We just don't think about it, honestly. And being a chemist, I know those things. My mother was a nurse many years back. And, you know, women of color, black, in any other browns out there, we suffer more from the fibroids. We suffer more from all of the breast cancer,
right.
Uterine cancer. All of those things stem from these chemicals, you know. So if you can go back and just make something that works equally as well, but you just have to do the research. Yes, it costs a little more. And I've heard that, your products are a little bit more expensive. I said, well, so is chemo and radiation. So if you really want to think about it, do you want to put the money out for prevention or do you want to go in and spend this time with going through chemo? You have to think about it. You have to make a decision for yourself. And that, for me, it's big because I've had several family members to pass away from cancer, uterine cancer. I have two aunts that have had their breasts removed. You know, and just things of that nature. And I have another aunt that has gone through bariatric surgery, and her hair has wreaked havoc due to, you know, the chemicals and all of that that she was putting in her hair. And so now she uses my entire line. And so I have to be very careful about who I align with that want to maybe change my formulas if I decide to sell. I'll say that because I really – my lines are my babies. You know, this LSJ line means everything to me. And it's just something to give back to the men as well because men happen to get lost in the industry when it comes down to quality hair care. So if I can control the narrative as much as I can with giving my people, my community, and you know, beyond, that's great for me. That's great for me to be able to know that I can tell you off the cuff what's in these products, what this is good for, how this can help minimize or just totally dissolve the issues that you're having. Most white men, they don't suffer from razor bumps and things like that. So it's important to educate our community on the product. So if I can control that narrative and sell my product,
they may not suffer from directly with razor bumps per se.
Razor bumps,
quite,
yeah.
The way that our community does. But that may be for different reasons. They do have skin irritation. They right.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, a lot of those razor bumps are relating to the devices, the blades that may not be cleaned or may be dull. And we're using these over and over and over again. And I'm raising my hand. I've been there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I know, and let me tell you something, a lot of black men, and we still have to get the word out. That's what this show is all about as well, is getting the word out that you have to know, because a lot of folks I talk to and I say, well, we use the clippers. You know, we're black men, and we usually use the clippers to do our little trims and stuff for our beards and mustaches. It's not a secret out there. But I've talked to a lot of black brothers, and I say, hey, and they got the little bumps going on all under the, real unattractive looking under the chin. And I said, what's going on? And they're like, I got all these things. It's like my song, my therapy song. I'm going to have to play that for you. But here's the thing with that. And I say, well, okay, I see your clippers you're using. When is the last time you changed the blade in the clippers? What? I'm supposed to change the blade?
Wow.
I said, yeah.
Absolutely. And what are you using after you finish shaving? You know, a lot of times you're using products that don't necessarily agree with your skin. So when you're shaving, you're creating fresh skin cells. So it's exposed
exactly.
skin, if you will. You know, so if you're
exactly.
using the wrong products, that can have an adverse effect on your face.
Well, that's
so it's a whole
exactly.
lot that goes through. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I appreciate that. You know, and so you guys out there, please be aware. It's a lot. And as we were just saying, and Jay Ellis, thank you so much. Jay, I can't wait. So next week, you're going to
okay.
be with us midweek. So we're,
yeah.
I was telling Nicole Marie, you're leaving the show. She's leaving the show in good hands for 2 days next week. So we are going to just welcome you with open
yep.
arms. And it'll be cool.
Awesome.
So we're
yep.
excited about that. So good stuff. Now, before we move on with you today, I do want to just ask you one last thing. We've been talking about this whole thing, and I don't know if you've seen the news, but coming up in a few minutes, we're about to have a whole convo on this awful tragedy that has just been all over television about the submarine and these folks who have these super wealthy folks who were perished in this submarine tragedy. Have you heard about it?
I have heard about it, and it's very heartbreaking. I've only been able to get bits and pieces of the story, but
okay.
a person that was, yeah, yes. I used to love right. being in the submarines, especially when I was going to go into the Navy, so that was my whole thing. Like,
oh,
I went
really?
Through a whole school career,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
of junior high school, and in college for ROTC. And yeah, I was gonna go.
Wow.
I was gonna go into the Navy, and we had to do those trips. They were special
the drills,
trips. You had to get
right?
special permission to go. Yeah,
oh.
and the submarines and everything. And it was awesome. So to hear this, it's so heartbreaking. It's very heartbreaking. So I'm trying to get this story so I can get the full scope of the story. But just hearing
yeah.
the tidbits that I've been able to hear is heartbreaking.
Wow. Well, listen, we're gonna have you to. Just you're welcome to continue to listen on. Michael Hopkins is going to kind of give us a little bit of the backstory. We're going to have a little bit of discussion on this. So we're going to invite you to stay tuned and listen on. And we just want to say thank you so much. Now, I want to remind everybody, your collection again, give us your website, how they can find you across the social media landscape. And, of course, tune in next week. You're going to be right here as a special guest co-host midweek next week right here on the broadcast.
I will.
But tell everybody
yes,
how they can
yes.
find you, J.L.
Yes. So the website is LSJ, so that's ELLISJAI.com. So it's an easy website. Just you need to change the Y to an I. And on social media, you can find me at I Am The Real LSJ on Instagram and on Facebook. So I'm working on my Pinterest now, but those are the two main platforms that you can find me on.
Wow. Well, we're just loving all of this. Hey, listen, thank you so much. As I always say, we're making Black progress. So listen, keep it right here. Thank you so much. Great job. Okay. Listen, we're going to take a little bit of a music break. When we come back, we're going to delve on into this big talk, and hopefully you guys will join us, all about the submarine and how we feel as folks of color. So stay with us. Why don't we take a little bit of a listen to the one and only Miss Vanessa Williams. We'll be right.
In our times of trouble, Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Have you been feeling like you're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to reading stories about our community? Well, I have. And so I'm glad to tell you that you should be subscribing to AfroLot Magazine at AfroLotMagazine.com. AfroLot Magazine is a great new monthly publication that really does unlock the richness and complexity of black culture truly from the only perspective that matters, ours. So, subscribe today at www.afrolockmagazine.com and be connected. AfroLock Magazine. We're making black progress together.
There is no one like you. There has never been anyone like you. There shall never be anyone like you. Therefore, know yourself. Be yourself.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the Friday edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Today's June 23rd, 2023. Let me bring to the line Nicole Marie. Miss Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Yes, Michael Hopkins, yeah. From beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. And I'm Carrie Hines in Brooklyn. New York. So we are covering the span. Pretty much got the East Coast covered. Want to also say you're out in the Central Time Zone, Nicole Marie, plus our fans all across America. And let me take a quick second to shout out all. We have so many folks over in Africa who tune in. I want to shout out our friends in Ghana. I want to shout out our friends in Nigeria. Also down in South Africa, I want to just say good morning. We have lots of new listeners, you know, that are tuning in. Yes, on the continent. So we are so excited, and we appreciate you guys. Also, shouting out to our fans down in Australia and up in Canada and Japan and just everywhere. So thank you so much for being part of this experience, and of course, our listeners across America. So I wanted to get that on out. We've been talking this morning, guys. Good morning. We've been listening.
Good morning.
Right? So it's finally our spotlight hour. Wanted to have a little bit of a conversation this morning, as you guys know we do here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The whole world has been tuning into this, Michael, and we've been talking a lot about this whole submarine issue that has just taken over the whole entire news cycle. And I'm going to kind of turn it over to you, Michael. We got the grim news yesterday that no one survived on this submarine where these folks went down to kind of get a close-up look of the Titanic. Now, it could be argued, some folks said that, you know, the Titanic way back, a lot of people, about 1,500 lives were lost. On that Titanic, some bodies were never found, and they were buried, you know, in that watery grave. So it's kind of considered to be a sacred type thing that folks, some say, no one should be going and googly-eyeing this wreckage. And so we want to know, because there's been a whole lot of talk online between the races. Some folks say that racism is steeped its little head in this. Some folks are talking about classism with this big thing where you have rich folks, again, you know, with extreme behavior, so to speak. So lots of different things to talk about this. So that's why the internet is all a buzz. So, Michael, before we kind of lead on in with this, I'm going to ask that you set this up for everybody. Give us a little bit of the backstory and any perspective that you want to share on this. Michael Hopkins, the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show and our colleague right here on the broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie. And Michael Hopkins, take it away.
Wow, thank you, Carrie. Well, as you said, Carrie, there were five souls lost in this tragedy. And that's exactly what it was. It was a tragedy. It was the Ocean Gate Titan. It was a submersible. And pretty much they were exploring the sea, and they were looking at the Titanic. At least that's what it started out. Going to the Titanic, and the five people, they were going to look at the Titanic. And it was headed up by Mr. Stockton Rush. And he was Ocean Gate, and that's the name of the company that he founded. He was the CEO of the company. And this that's how it started out. These adventurers were going to go. They had a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and that's where we began with this. Unfortunately, they had been missing since Sunday. 4 days had gone by. Sunday morning is when they went on this adventure. And they had been missing. The Coast Guard, the United States Coast Guard was called in, Canadian forces, British forces, French, and it was an all-out effort to locate the five souls on this submarine. And as we all know, unfortunately, it ended in tragedy. And I was watching some of the reports, and it seems as though the submarine imploded, and it just from the inside it imploded on itself, and it was what they called a catastrophic event. And there were some submersibles that went down. They usually they have the they call them remote operated vehicles, and the remote operated vehicles made the grim discovery. They found pieces of the submersible, the cone and a few other things they found, and it was about 1,600 feet away from the wreck of the Titanic. Tragedy, just very much a tragedy. And wow. In the backstory of this, Carrie and Nicole Marie, the sub itself is made out of titanium and carbon, like a carbon fiber type hull. And they have been diving with this submarine to the Titanic ever since 2021. Well, concerns have been coming up ever since then that this sub was not exactly certified to go to these depths. And the company was defending that, oh, it was safe, but the controversy still continued. And it's crushing. It's about 400 times that of sea level, the pressure on this chamber. So they were down about 13,000 feet below sea level. So you have all this pressure on them. So right now, the authorities are still in the preliminary phase of trying to find out what happened. And it's going to be a while for them to find out what happened. But it's been some speculation that maybe the hull itself cracked. And that's what called the implosion, where it exploded inside instead of an explosion where it went from inside to outside. And it was just very catastrophic. And, you know, as you guys said, I watched the news reports, and I watched the admiral from the Coast Guard talk about this, and different people ask questions and so forth. But it's going to be a while until the authorities determine exactly what happened. And our hearts go out to the five souls, their families. And there were a mixture of people. You had, there was a gentleman that was a business owner. He was a billionaire along with his son. You had another gentleman, he was an expert on the Titanic. And he knew he wanted to go. And then you had a British gentleman who was just another explorer. And a lot of times what happens, you have adventurous people and they want to go on these big adventures, be the first to do this, or it's once of a lifetime. And sometimes that's where the controversy comes in. And that's what's going on now all over the internet, YouTube, Facebook, because this is very controversial. There had even been reports from an ex-employee that raised concerns about this submarine. He got fired, allegedly, because we don't know, because he raised concerns about the submarine. And they were talking the safety. So, you know, it's a tragedy. It really is. It's a tragedy. Sometimes when human beings want to go and explore things, that one of the ironic things about this is that the gentleman that was the CEO, that Stockton Rush, that was the CEO of OceanGate, his wife actually had ancestors that were on the Titanic, and they lost their lives.
She was a great
granddaughter. Right. Yeah. And just, you know, I'm just, it just is a sad thing. It really is. Man's quest to explore the universe, and this is the inner universe of the sea, and it's just such a tragedy.
Yeah, well, let me just say, it's not, you know, my heart goes out to them as well. First of all, Michael Hopkins, great job.
Thank you, Michael.
The presentation set up, outstanding. Yeah, I was captivated, Michael Hopkins, great storytelling. Listen, you know, you talk about exploration. I've got to say, listen, and I still stand by that. I don't think let me just be honest. I don't feel that it was about exploration. You know, I think that's a little bit of an exaggeration. Our hearts definitely go out to their families. I just wish that, to me, this tragedy could have been prevented. And I'm sorry, it just could have been prevented. It is a senseless tragedy. You don't go into a tuna can and go down deep into the ocean. And you certainly should not be bringing along a young man who's got his whole life ahead of him on some quest to, you know, to have some things to share on social media. So I am somebody, I'm totally against all this extreme type of tourism and folks not quite knowing what to do with their money and time. And this is just not something that is going to be where I think that people of color can relate to on that level. We're too busy running from all the other things that we're reeling and dealing with in this country. And so I don't know. Nicole Marie, I'm still feeling a certain way about this. And again, my heart goes out to these people, but this is something that could have been avoided. What do you want to say about all this, Nicole Marie?
Well, first of all, most definitely sending thoughts and prayers to all the family members, friends, coworkers, just everybody. This is definitely a tragedy. My heart definitely goes out to them. The five people that lost their lives, it's just a tragedy. And with this whole thing, what really touched me, I guess just being a mom, is the young man that was on board with his dad. There was a story that I read about him and his dad, and the young man had told someone before this that he really did not want to go. He was terrified. He didn't want to go, but it was Father's Day weekend. He wanted to spend time with his dad. He didn't want to disappoint his dad because his dad really wanted him to go with him. And this 19-year-old young man went along because he wanted to, you know, be supportive of his father, didn't want to disappoint his father, and he lost his life, his whole life ahead of him, and he lost his life. And that just really touched me because it's so very, very sad. Now, it's sad for all five people who lost their lives, and I agree. This is something that could have been avoided. There are reports that, you know, the Ocean Gate, the whole, you know, nothing was regulated, and just issues about the safety of the vessel itself. And it's just so very, very sad. I know that there are people that are, what do you want to call them, adventure seekers, extreme explorers, whatever the case may be. And as an adult, yes, you make the decision, hey, okay, yes, I'm going to do this. And you know that you are taking a risk. But for that young man, that just breaks my heart. That just really just breaks my heart.
Yeah, it was almost as if he didn't have a choice because he's 19 years old. And he, you know how, and Michael, you can relate to this, we as young men, we want to please our dad.
Right.
And that's all that... Yeah, that matters to us. And it was Father's Day, remember? So on top of everything else. So this is, all of these, I'm sure, weighed into the young man's decision to accompany his dad.
Right.
And so, you know, knowing what we know now, I don't think they would have had anybody on board that vessel. And so, you know, and here's the thing. There are all kinds of videos that are out there. There's one with the man who, I guess it's the captain or whatever, or the man in charge of the company or CEO of that Ocean Gate, which I'm going to call it Ocean Gate to heck, you know, is what it should be called, in my opinion. But let me just say that there's a video out there where they're talking about safety, and you can hear the man say, on camera, you know, you can watch it. And he's like, safety schmacy, basically. Mm-hmm. Who cares about safety? Literally.
No, not good.
Wow.
That's what he said on camera. Oh, they make too much about safety. It's too much.
Wow.
I'm not even kidding. If you guys have not seen it, it would, your mouth would be open.
Is the safety.
Well, your mouth would be open. And when I heard the word tailphone, I'm a former flight attendant, and I was trained on many different aircrafts from Boeing and McDonnell Douglas and all this. And I remember we had a tail cone on like the 72s, the 727s and all that. And the tail cone is that really like an ice cream cone shape that's at the very end back of the aircraft. And I'm sure this was the same. And ours, we could literally pull a hatch, a lever on the aircraft, and the cone would drop off or open up, as it were. And so I remember really well all this kind of stuff. And I just tell you, my heart, and these are, and I'm talking about I was on an aircraft that's sealed and, you know, all that kind of stuff. This is something that you know, the man, they even admitted to taking shortcuts. Like, you got to see the videos that are out there on this. You'll be shocked.
It's so very, very sad. Oh, gosh. And just Sherry and Michael, just looking at when they showed the video of the vessel itself and just imagining that little space that, you know, one person at a time, you know, you can't even stand up. And they're just sitting and just cramped in there. And just to, you know, just to even think about going down in the ocean, you know, it's dark. And just, oh, my gosh, it's just unimaginable.
And let me just say one thing about the Titanic and all of that. Leave those people alone, for God's sakes. Leave them alone. Leave them alone. You know, watch the movie. Watch the movie. Leave those people alone. All those people lost their lives. And now that we've lost more lives,
right?
We don't need another little submarine going down to look at the. Right, I can see it now. Another submarine going down to look at the wreckage from this submarine, who was looking at the wreckage from the Titanic. Where does
pretty
it
much
end?
There are so many videos. Look at so many videos and actually see the Titanic and. You know, you can see all that, but to actually go in the ocean and go down 13,000 feet to actually see it yourself, oh, no.
Wow.
Not happening.
This is really kind of bizarre. So, I have to tell you, thank you for your opinion this morning on this. This is really quite a bit. Hold it. I know it. Let me just see. Why don't we take a little bit of a little commercial break, and we'll come right back. We've got a lot more to get to this morning, guys. I think this one is a doobie this morning. Wow. We'll be right back.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Terranova Pillard is the CEO, founder of Ashanti Enterprises. She's a professional hairstylist, business owner, educator, life coach, inspirational consultant, and author of the book, Adjusting Your Crown. Now, it's all about encouraging and inspiring individuals to establish their vision, set their goals, make adjustments daily if necessary, then accomplish those goals and fulfill their vision through hard work and trust in God. Her website is AshantiEnterprises.com. Now, she currently partners with Royce Noel of Noel's Barber Lounge, located at 2304 East Penhook, Suite E in Lafayette, Louisiana. She has mastered a variety of hair techniques in addition to providing facials, dermaplaning, eyebrow tinting, and waxing. Enola is also a certified trichologist and hair replacement specialist. Dr. Pillard believes her continual education is the key to providing excellent customer service. Therefore, she's obtained her bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in professional cosmetology to ensure that she's well prepared to provide the best service possible to her clients. Now, she understands the value of listening to her clients' wants and needs, which allows them, of course, to become part of their beautifying experience. Now, with many, many years of experience, Dr. Pillard provides professional results, which makes a difference in the lives of her clients, both inside and out. You can find Dr. Enola Pillard right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show and read all about her amazing industry profile in the latest edition of Afrolock Magazine.
All right, yes, it's Friday morning, June 23rd, 2023. We're back live. It's our show number 870. Let me get on Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and we're talking about all that's going on the broadcast. We have been reeling with this whole setup about the submarine talk. We've been chatting, Michael. You kind of kicked us off with the coverage on it. Nicole Marie. Now, guess what, folks? Jay Ellis, who's been hanging around this morning on the broadcast, hovering in and out. So we're so excited. I understand you have a comment that you want to make. You're on Jay Ellis with Michael, Nicole Marie, and Carrie Hines. What would you like to say? You've been listening, I understand.
I have been listening, and I've been reading a little bit up on the story as well. And I hear the pain in Nicole Marie's voice. Just it comes from such an empathetic place, and I can agree that it is a senseless tragedy. However, it's the arrogance. It's the arrogance for me. There's no reason. We are on land for a reason, okay? And if we can't stand up in the water, we don't need to be out there. The fish don't come on our land. We shouldn't go into their territory, and that is it. Like, period, point blank, you know. Sometimes when people have too much money, they're reckless. I think that too much money will absolutely make you feel this false sense of security, as if money can fix everything. Well, here's the thing. You have a boatload of money in the bank, apparently, because you have to pay a hefty dollar in order to take those type of excursions. And so now your money is just sitting in the bank, and you're now deceased, unfortunately. It's unfortunate. And that young man, you all are all correct about him not wanting to go on this trip. But because we sometimes crave for our parents' attention, we'll go against our own intuition in order to make them happy for validation. And that's unfair to our children. So now we have five families. We have five families that are getting ready to plan their relatives' homegoing for no reason at all, because of the lack of arrogance and poor decision making. There was nothing. I don't want to see the Titanic. I'm not interested. The movie is just fine for me.
Exactly. I agree with you.
How about this?
Yeah, I agree with you. It's disheartening that all that money, and I don't know, Michael, if you mentioned it, but $250,000 per person.
Right, on average.
They took all that money, and you mean to tell me they couldn't have a better device? I don't understand. I really don't understand how they could create a death trap. I don't understand. Take all that money
and
just create a death trap. Like, literally, just grab the money and run. And just, oh, here you go. And something so incredibly dangerous.
Yes.
You can't be playing with the water. I've often heard that water is the most dangerous of everything. That's what I always
it
heard.
Is. It really is.
Pretty much.
I've always heard that it is worse than anything else out there. Fire and everything else. Water is it. So
Because water is very deceiving. Water is very deceiving. And I'm a water baby. I am. It looks very calm on the top, but it has a hellified current underneath. And if you aren't a strong swimmer, and even sometimes the strongest swimmers succumb to the current that's underneath. So it's very deceiving. So that's why, you know, for me, even though I can swim, I'm a strong swimmer, but there are certain things I'm just not going to do.
Listen, let me say, Jay Ellis, thank you for your feedback as always.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Yes. Nice to have you with us today. Yeah, so we're loving it. Now, are you going to be working and getting your products again from ellisjai.com, ellisjai.com? I know you'll be working on all of that, getting your products together for the weekend and doing shows. Anything coming up you want to quickly drop on us this morning?
Actually, I'll be doing a sex trafficking remodel event on Saturday. So I'll be actually in the show modeling on top of doing hair behind the scenes. So I have a couple of roles that I'll be playing, and that'll be hosted at Pentagon City Mall from 1 to 2:30 on Saturday.
Wow.
And I also, that morning, I'll be at the sorority luncheon in Greenbelt. So yeah, I'll be pretty busy this weekend. And that event actually is sponsored by Upscale Magazine. So I'll actually be playing dual roles there as well.
All right. Well, listen,
with a couple of things going on.
All right. Well, great to have you chiming on in today. And again, Jay Ellis, you need to join us next week. She'll be kind of filling in for Nicole Marie midweek next week. So join us for all of that, and we'll be checking in with you then. Jay Ellis, have a wonderful weekend. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah. Have a great weekend.
Very
great
much.
Job.
So enjoy
all
your
right.
weekend.
You all do the same. Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Thanks. Awesome comments today. Now, let me tell you guys that Jay Ellis went in. She went in. So thank you so much. Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, always a great show. Let's take a little bit of a music break. We'll be back. Let's do some classic with Miss Phyllis Hyman. Stay with us.
Yes.
Measure for measure, you're
Michael Hopkins. It's Friday, June 23rd, 2023. It's our show number 870. So, Michael, you've been listening today. What do you want to say about today's broadcast?
Wow, we've had a great broadcast. Yes, we have today.
Yeah.
I mean, even...
I think so, too.
Yes, we had a great broadcast.
Yeah. And now, you were on this week with the Vet Talk radio show. And your broadcast is on Tuesday mornings at 8:30, just reminding everybody, where you help folks about the claims process. You help veterans, let me be specific. You know, share with us, Michael. You're about to go into season three. What has it been like? I mean, you've been on the show for a couple of years now. We've been chatting with Michael Hopkins. You've got your own fan club out there, Michael Hopkins. What do you want to say to folks today?
Wow. It's humbling, Carrie. And I know I always say that, but it really is, because I've been helping so many veterans through Vet Talk Radio Show. I've been helping so many veterans. A lot of times I have veterans come to me and they're so happy that they have a voice in this claims
wow.
realm. They are so happy. A lot of them are frustrated and they're tired and they don't understand this claims process. And they'll look and say, well, how can the VA say that I'm not service connected for this when I am? I've got all these medical records. I go to the VA hospital, but they're telling me I'm not service connected for something. How can that be? And it's very frustrating. But the thing that I do as an accredited claims agent, I get a chance to just talk to the veterans, and I break things down to them, and I explain it to them in very simple, basic terms. You know, I don't have any 50-cent words, Carrie Hines, or dollar words to explain things to people. I ain't got
but
that.
But, Michael, that's why people appreciate you so much, because you just kind of tell it like it is. What I love is
very
that you don't have to be a veteran. You don't have to be a veteran to listen to the Vet Talk Radio show on Tuesday mornings.
Right. And that's what I love about it, too.
Right. Now, your next episode, I'm kind of impressed as well. I believe you are going to be chatting, and I think I have it right here. I'm super excited about 5 common mistakes veterans do. I believe that's the next episode. So I'm super excited.
Very much so.
When filming, yeah. So that's going to be interesting on Tuesday.
Yeah,
That'll be coming up this Tuesday.
This is going to be great. And that's going
so
to be
episode number 31, right?
Number 31. Yeah, it's going to be great, Karen. Can't wait. Cannot wait. And I just want to thank you.
Oh, absolutely.
Honorary veteran, Karen. I'm putting the certificate together.
Oh.
You're going to get it up there in Brooklyn, complete with a stamp on it.
Wow. Well, let me just say, first of all, it's been a pleasure to help the veterans. You know, the Hair Radio Morning Show, in case you're just tuning in and today's your first time, this broadcast is about hair, beauty, and community. Michael is an accredited claims agent, as he just mentioned, authorized to help the veterans with filing claims for compensation as they so duly deserve. And Nicole Marie herself is an elected official down in Water Valley, Mississippi, and I am an appointed New York board in my community that represents over 200,000 persons. So
very
I'm very excited to, you know, we're doing the talk, we're putting the walk, all that, whatever they say, all that, the above.
Talking the talk and walking the walk.
You got it. So this broadcast, I've really enjoyed it. It's been quite full of information. Jay Ellis dropped in for a chat or two. And we're doing some big things.
You know, Carrie, she is just such a powerful lady.
Yeah, she's just outstanding. She really is.
Yes.
Coming up next week, guys, we have a special conversation with Academy Award nominee Camille Friend. You guys know she is the woman behind the big hits Wakanda Forever. She did the hair. She actually is in charge of the hair department in these
wow.
big blockbuster movies. Yeah, so I cannot wait to chat with her. Her recent movie, The Little Mermaid, is out. And we're going to find out what it's like to be nominated again for an Academy Award. And
wow.
And also doing the hair. And remember, she worked with, you know, Halle Bailey, the up-and-coming superstar already. So we're super excited to talk to her about that, as well as Angela Bassett and so many others that she's already worked with. And we're going to talk to her about all of that. So I can't wait. And she's been around this industry for a while and doing some great things. And I'm just happy that the Hair Radio Morning Show, our partners at Afrolock Magazine, you know, everything that we're doing here is stellar. And so...
yes, it is.
Right?
Oh,
so
yes, it is.
Yeah. So I think this is going to be very interesting.
Very much so, Carrie. Very much so. I am looking forward to it. Really, I am. I'm just looking forward to it. I can't wait for this interview with her because she has contributed so much to the industry, to the entertainment
yeah.
industry. And I can't wait to hear her views on, and I'm just, I have my fingers and my toes crossed that she gets that Academy Award that she so surely desires and deserves, Carrie. She really does.
I agree. Well, I have a very good feeling that she's doing the right things to get there. So listen, I just want to say thank you. Michael, great job today. You did, let me also say this before we move along. The whole piece that you presented about the submarine was stellar. It's absolutely stellar. First rate job. Great, great conversation. Great lead off on backstory with this. So you did great, and I just wanted to
Thank
officially
you.
Recognize that on the air this morning. And so we're going to ask that you absolutely and kind of continue to keep us abreast of what's going on with this story. So please continue to follow it and bring us any updates because I know that the investigation continues into this awful tragedy.
Very much so.
Okay, so listen, folks, we are going to take a little bit of a break. I want to say thank you, Michael. Great job. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Well, my target audience is going to be 50-plus. I am a woman of 50-plus, and I want to be able to have a platform for women 50-plus to be able to feel that they can recreate themselves. It's like almost a rediscovery. And a lot of times, too often, I hear women 50-plus say, I just want to retire, I'm tired, it's over for me, and I want to change that type of mindset to, and not really change the mindset, but just add to that by letting them know there's so many things they still can do at 50 plus, and all it takes is just having a platform of women coming together and sharing different perspectives, and I think that that is going to open the door for women 50 plus to know that there's so much more to us.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils,
shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Friday morning, again, June 23rd, 2023. Michael, show number 870 today, and that was, of course, Always There from Incognito. Listen, we've been playing some hits, you know, the whole June we've been playing, you know, it's Black Music Month. We've been kind of killing it a little bit with that, Michael, with some of the classic hits.
Oh, yeah.
Classic songs, classic guests.
Oh, yeah.
And all of that. Yeah, so I think I was talking a little bit about next week. We're going to have quite a bit going on. I'm super, super excited. In addition to Camille joining us midweek, remember Nicole Marie's going to be out in the mid of next week. So Jay Ellis, you heard from her earlier today, she'll be with us to kind of fill
in. Yeah.
We're going to have some excitement. We got some surprise guests also on the lineup. And Michael, we've just been doing a good job. And I really
have appreciated
the Radio Morning Show.
Oh,
guys,
yes, we have.
Guys, if you missed any part of it today, I've seen online folks are like, how do I get to listen to recordings? Well, very easy, or I should say easily done. You may just go online to Google five words. If you put in Google five words, the Hair Radio Morning Show. All of our episodes will pop up, and we... Again, today was the 870th. I mean, wow.
Ooh, wow, is right.
And each show is 3 hours. So if you're going to plan to listen and kind of listen to back-to-back shows, you'll be listening for a long time.
So pack your lunch.
pack your lunch, breakfast, and dinner. We've got a lot for you to tune in. You know, we've just covered so much, and we've talked about just about everything on the show. But one of my other favorite parts, Michael, is that we have had amazing guests.
Oh, yeah.
We've had amazing
very much so, Carrie.
So as we've been talking about,
Yeah. Well, as I was about to say, Academy Award nominee Camille from all those amazing movies will be with us next week. So you don't want to miss the Hair Radio Morning Show, in addition to a whole bunch of others and so much more. So, Michael, any big plans for you on the weekend, or are you kind of just taking it easy?
Oh, yes, Carrie. Oh, my son and I, along with my wife, will be going to another car show. Just looking forward to it.
Oh, awesome.
Love my classic cars.
That you do. Okay, well, awesome. Well, shout out to you, your wife, and your son. You guys have a great time over there in Virginia. I'll be here in New York kind of working on next week's shows, also continuing to work on Afrolock Magazine. The next issue will be out in July. And, of course, Camille is our guest editor for the July issue that's on the way. And if you have not subscribed, you can do so at afrolock.com. And it's AFROLOCK.com. It's been a pleasure to be with you guys, and we'll see you back here next week, starting on Tuesday, 6 in the morning. Is our next live show.
Yeah.
Here's the out. Yes, Michael, it's time for the outro. We'll see you guys next week. Make it a great weekend. It was a great Friday. Enjoyed it.
Yes, it
we'll
is.
We'll see you back here.
Hoorah.
All right.
It's
folks.
Time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible. And we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning.